The Book of Judges, Chapter 7. Gideon, with 300 men, by stratagem, defeateth the Midianites. Then Jerubbaal, who is the same as Gideon, rising up early, and all the people with him, came to the fountain that is called Herod. Now the camp of Midian was in the valley on the north side of the high hill. And the Lord said to Gideon, The people that are with thee are many, and Midian shall not be delivered into their hands, lest Israel should glory against me and say, I was delivered by my own strength. Speak to the people, and proclaim in the hearing of all, Whosoever is fearful and timorous, let him return. So 22,000 men went away from Mount Galaad and returned home, and only 10,000 remained. And the Lord said to Gideon, The people are still too many. Bring them to the waters, and there I will try them. And of whom I shall say to thee, This shall go with thee, let him go. Whom I shall forbid to go, let him return. And when the people were come down to the waters, the Lord said to Gideon, They that shall lap the water with their tongues, as dogs are wont to lap, thou shalt set apart by themselves, but they that shall drink, bowing down their knees, shall be on the other side. And the number of them that had lapped water, casting it with the hand to their mouth, was 300 men, and all the rest of the multitude had drunk kneeling. And the Lord said to Gideon, By the 300 men that lapped water I will save you, and deliver Midian into thy hand, but let all the rest of the people return to their place. So taking victuals and trumpets according to their number, he ordered all the rest of the multitude to depart to their tents. And he with the 300 gave himself to the battle. Now the camp of Midian was beneath him in the valley. The same night the Lord said to him, Arise and go down into the camp, because I have delivered them into thy hand. But if thou be afraid to go alone, let Pharaoh thy servant go down with thee. And when thou shalt hear what they are saying, then shall thy hands be strengthened, and thou shalt go down more secure to the enemy's camp. And he went down with Pharaoh his servant into part of the camp, where was the watch of men in arms. But Midian and Amalek and all the eastern people lay scattered in the valley as a multitude of locusts. Their camels also were innumerable as the sand that lieth on the seashore. And when Gideon was come, one told his neighbor a dream, and in this manner related what he had seen. I dreamt a dream, and it seemed to me as if a hearth cake of barley bread rolled and came down into the camp of Midian. And when it was come to a tent, it struck it, and beat it down flat to the ground. He to whom he spoke answered, This is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For the Lord hath delivered Midian, and all their camp into his hand. And when Gideon had heard the dream, and the interpretation thereof, he adored, and returned to the camp of Israel, and said, Arise, for the Lord hath delivered the camp of Midian into our hands. And he divided the 300 men into three parts, and gave them trumpets in their hands, and empty pitchers, and lamps within the pitchers. And he said to them, What you shall see me do, do you the same. I will go into one part of the camp, and do you as I shall do. When the trumpet shall sound in my hand, do you also blow the trumpets on every side of the camp. And Gideon and the 300 men that were with him went into part of the camp at the beginning of the midnight watch. And the watchmen, being alarmed, they began to sound their trumpets and to clap the pitchers one against another. And when they sounded their trumpets in three places round about the camp and had broken their pitchers, they held their lamps in their left hands and with their right hands the trumpets which they blew, and they cried out, The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Standing every man in his place round about the enemy's camp. So all the camp was troubled, and crying out and howling, they fled away. And the 300 men nevertheless persisted, sounding the trumpets. And the Lord sent the sword into all the camp, and they killed one another, fleeing as far as Bethsetta, and the border of Abel-Mahullah in Tebath. But the men of Israel, shouting from Naphtali and Aser, and from all Manasseh, pursued after Midian. And Gideon sent messengers into all Mount Ephraim, saying, Come down to meet Midian, and take the waters before them to Bethbara and the Jordan. And all Ephraim shouted, and took the waters before them, and the Jordan as far as Bethbara. And having taken two men of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, Oreb they slew in the rock of Oreb, and Zeb in the winepress of Zeb. And they pursued Midian, carrying the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon, beyond the waters of the Jordan. Chapter 8. Gideon appeaseth the Ephraimites, taketh Zebi and Salmanah, destroyeth Succoth and Phanuel, refuseth to be king, maketh an ephod of the gold of the prey, and dieth in a good old age. The people return to idolatry. And the men of Ephraim said to him, What is this that thou meanest to do, that thou wouldst not call us when thou wentest to fight against Midian? And they chide him sharply, and almost offered violence. And he answered them, What could I have done like to that which you have done? Is not one bunch of grapes of Ephraim better than the vintages of Ebiezer? The Lord hath delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. What could I have done like to what you have done? And when he had said this, their spirit was appeased, with which they swelled against him. And when Gideon was come to the Jordan, he passed over it with the 300 men that were with him, who were so weary that they could not pursue after them that fled. And he said to the men of Succoth, Give, I beseech you, bread to the people that is with me, for they are faint, that we may pursue Zebi and Salmanah, the kings of Midian. The princes of Succoth answered, Peradventure the palms of the hands of Zebi and Salmanah are in thy hand, and therefore thou demandest that we should give bread to thy army. And he said to them, When the Lord therefore shall have delivered Zebi and Salmanah into my hands, I will thresh your flesh with the thorns and briars of the desert. And going up from thence, he came to Phanuel, and he spoke the like things to the men of that place. And they also answered him, as the men of Succoth had answered. He said therefore to them also, When I shall return a conqueror in peace, I will destroy this tower. But Zebi and Salmanah were resting with all their army, for 15,000 men were left of all the troops of the eastern people, and 120,000 warriors that drew the sword were slain. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in tents on the east of Nobi and Jegbah, and smote the camp of the enemies, who were secure and suspected no hurt. And Zebi and Salmanah fled, and Gideon pursued and took them, all their host being put in confusion. And returning from the battle before the sun rising, he took a boy of the men of Succoth, and he asked him the names of the princes and ancients of Succoth, and he described unto him 77 men. And he came to Succoth and said to them, Behold, Zebi and Salmanah, concerning whom you upbraided me, saying, Peradventure, the hands of Zebi and Salmanah are in thy hands, and therefore thou demandest that we should give bread to the men that are weary and faint. So he took the ancients of the city, and thorns and briars of the desert, and tore them with the same, and cut in pieces the men of Succoth. And he demolished the tower of Phanuel, and slew the men of the city. And he said to Zebi and Salmanah, What manner of men were they whom you slew in Thabor? They answered, They were like thee, and one of them as the son of a king. He answered them, They were my brethren, the sons of my mother. As the Lord liveth, if you had saved them, I would not kill you. And he said to Jether, his eldest son, Arise and slay them. But he drew not his sword, for he was afraid, being but yet a boy. And Zebi and Salmanah said, Do thou rise and run upon us, because the strength of a man is according to his age. Gideon rose up and slew Zebi and Salmanah, and he took the ornaments and bosses with which the necks of the camels of kings are wont to be adorned. And all the men of Israel said to Gideon, Rule thou over us, and thy son and thy son's son, because thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. And he said to them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you, but the Lord shall rule over you. And he said to them, I desire one request of you. Give me the earlets of your spoils. For the Ishmaelites were accustomed to wear golden earlets. They answered, We will give them most willingly. And spreading a mantle on the ground, they cast upon it the earlets of the spoils. And the weight of the earlets that he requested was 1,700 sickles of gold, besides the ornaments and jewels and purple raiment which the kings of Midian were wont to use, and besides the golden chains that were about the camels' necks. And Gideon made an ephod thereof, and put it in his city Ephrah. And all Israel committed fornication with it, and it became a ruin to Gideon and to all his house. But Midian was humbled before the children of Israel, neither could they any more lift up their heads. But the land rested for 40 years, while Gideon presided. So Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and dwelt in his own house. And he had 70 sons, who came out of his thigh, for he had many wives. And his concubine that he had in Shechem bore him a son, whose name was Abimelech. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father in Ephrah, of the family of Ezri. But after Gideon was dead, the children of Israel turned again, and committed fornication with Balaam. And they made a covenant with Baal, that he should be their god. And they remembered not the Lord their God, who delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies round about. Neither did they show mercy to the house of Jerubbaal, Gideon, according to all the good things he had done to Israel. Chapter 9. Abimelech killeth his brethren. Jotham's parable. Gaal conspireth with the Sichemites against Abimelech, but is overcome. Abimelech destroyeth Shechem, but is killed at Thebes. And Abimelech the son of Jerubbaal went to Shechem to his mother's brethren, and spoke to them, and to all the kindred of his mother's father, saying, Speak to all the men of Shechem, whether is better for you that 70 men, all the sons of Jerubbaal, should rule over you, or that one man should rule over you? And withal consider that I am your bone and your flesh. And his mother's brethren spoke of him to all the men of Shechem all these words, and they inclined their hearts after Abimelech, saying, He is our brother. And they gave him 70 weight of silver out of the temple of Baalberith, wherewith he hired to himself men that were needy and vagabonds, and they followed him. And he came to his father's house in Ephrah, and slew his brethren, the sons of Jerubbaal, 70 men upon one stone. And there remained only Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, who was hidden. And all the men of Shechem were gathered together, and all the families of the city of Millo. And they went and made Abimelech king by the oak that stood in Shechem. This being told to Jotham, he went and stood on the top of Mount Gerizim, and lifting up his voice, he cried, and said, Hear me, ye men of Shechem, so may God hear you. The trees went to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, Reign thou over us. And it answered, Can I leave my fatness, which both gods and men make use of, to come to be promoted among the trees? And the trees said to the fig tree, Come thou, and reign over us. And it answered them, Can I leave my sweetness and my delicious fruits, and go to be promoted among the other trees? And the trees said to the vine, Come thou and reign over us. And it answered them, Can I forsake my wine that cheereth God and men, and be promoted among the other trees? And all the trees said to the bramble, Come thou and reign over us. And it answered them, If indeed you mean to make me king, come ye and rest under my shadow. But if you mean it not, let fire come out from the bramble, and devour the cedars of Libanus. Now therefore, if you have done well, and without sin, in appointing Abimelech king over you, and have dealt well with Jerubbaal, and with his house, and have made a suitable return for the benefits of him who fought for you, and exposed his life to dangers to deliver you from the hands of Midian, and you are now risen up against my father's house, and have killed his sons 70 men upon one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his handmaid, king over the inhabitants of Shechem, because he is your brother. If therefore you have dealt well and without fault with Jerubbaal and his house, rejoice ye this day in Abimelech, and may he rejoice in you. But if unjustly, let fire come out from him, and consume the inhabitants of Shechem, and the town of Millo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem, and from the town of Millo, and devour Abimelech. And when he had said thus, he fled, and went into Bera, and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech his brother. So Abimelech reigned over Israel for 3 years. And the Lord sent a very evil spirit between Abimelech and the inhabitants of Shechem, who began to detest him, and to leave the crime of the murder of the 70 sons of Jerubbaal, and the shedding of their blood, upon Abimelech their brother, and upon the rest of the princes of the Shechemites who aided him. And they set an ambush against him on the top of the mountains. And while they waited for his coming, they committed robberies, taking spoils of all that passed by. And it was told Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Obed, came with his brethren, and went over to Shechem. And the inhabitants of Shechem, taking courage at his coming, went out into the fields, wasting the vineyards, and treading down the grapes. And singing and dancing they went into the temple of their God, and in their banquets and cups they cursed Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Obed, cried, Who is Abimelech, and what is Shechem, that we should serve him? Is he not the son of Jerubbaal, and hath made Zebul his servant ruler over the men of Emor, the father of Shechem? Why then shall we serve him? Would to God that some man would put this people under my hand, that I might remove Abimelech out of the way. And it was said to Abimelech, Gather together the multitude of an army, and come. For Zebul, the ruler of the city, hearing the words of Gaal, the son of Obed, was very angry, and sent messengers privately to Abimelech, saying, Behold, Gaal, the son of Obed, is coming into Shechem with his brethren, and endeavoureth to set the city against thee. Arise, therefore, in the night with the people that is with thee, and lie hid in the field. And betimes in the morning at sun rising set upon the city. And when he shall come out against thee with his people, do to him what thou shalt be able. Abimelech therefore arose with all his army by night, and laid ambushes near Shechem in four places. And Gaal the son of Obed went out, and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up, and all his army with him from the places of the ambushes. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, Behold, a multitude cometh down from the mountains. And he answered him, Thou seest the shadows of the mountains, as if they were the heads of men, and this is thy mistake. Against Gaal said, Behold, there cometh people down from the middle of the land, and one troop cometh by the way that looketh towards the oak. And Zebul said to him, Where is now thy mouth wherewith thou sayest? Who is Abimelech, that we should serve him? Is not this the people which thou didst despise? Go out and fight against him. So Gaal went out in the sight of the people of Shechem, and fought against Abimelech, who chased and put him to flight, and drove him to the city. And many were slain of his people, even to the gate of the city. And Abimelech sat down in Ramah, but Zebul drove Gaal and his companions out of the city, and would not suffer them to abide in it. So the day following the people went out into the field, and it was told Abimelech. And he took his army, and divided it into three companies, and laid ambushes in the fields. And seeing that the people came out of the city, he arose, and set upon them, with his own company assaulting and besieging the city, whilst the two other companies chased the enemies that were scattered about the field. And Abimelech assaulted the city all that day, and took it, and killed the inhabitants thereof, and demolished it, so that he sold salt in it. And when they who dwelt in the tower of Shechem had heard this, they went into the temple of their god Bereth, where they had made a covenant with him, and from thence the place had taken its name, and it was exceeding strong. Abimelech, also hearing that the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together, went up into Mount Selmon, he and all his people with him. And taking an axe, he cut down the bough of a tree, and laying it on his shoulders, and carrying it, he said to his companions, What you see me do, do you out of hand. So they cut down boughs from the trees, every man as fast as he could, and followed their leader. And surrounding the fort, they set it on fire. And so it came to pass that with the smoke and with the fire, 1,000 persons were killed, men and women together, of the inhabitants of the Tower of Shechem. Then Abimelech, departing from thence, came to the town of Thebes, which he surrounded and besieged with his army. And there was in the midst of the city a high tower, to which both the men and the women were fled together, and all the princes of the city. And having shut and strongly barred the gate, they stood upon the battlements of the tower to defend themselves. And Abimelech, coming near the tower, fought stoutly, and approaching to the gate, endeavored to set fire to it. And behold, a certain woman, casting a piece of a millstone from above, dashed it against the head of Abimelech, and broke his skull. And he called hastily to his armor-bearer, and said to him, Draw thy sword and kill me, lest it should be said that I was slain by a woman. He did as he was commanded, and slew him. And when he was dead, all the men of Israel that were with him returned to their homes. And God repaid the evil that Abimelech had done against his father, killing his 70 brethren. The Sichemites also were rewarded for what they had done, and the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal, came upon them. Chapter 10. Pholah ruleth Israel 23 years, and Jair 22. The people fall again into idolatry, and are afflicted by the Philistines and Ammonites. They cry to God for help, who upon their repentance hath compassion on them. After Abimelech there arose a ruler in Israel, Tholah son of Phuah, the uncle of Abimelech, a man of Issachar, who dwelt in Samir of Mount Ephraim. And he judged Israel 23 years, and he died, and was buried in Samir. To him succeeded Jair the Galadite, who judged Israel 22 years. Having 30 sons, they rode on 30 ass colts, and were princes of 30 cities, which from his name were called Havoth Jair, that is, the towns of Jair, until this present day in the land of Galaad. And Jair died, and was buried in the place which was called Caman. But the children of Israel, adding new sins to their old ones, did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served idols, Balaam and Astaroth, and the gods of Syria and of Sidon and of Moab, and of the children of Ammon and of the Philistines. And they left the Lord, and did not serve him. And the Lord, being angry with them, delivered them into the hands of the Philistines and of the children of Ammon. And they were afflicted and grievously oppressed for 18 years, all they that dwelt beyond the Jordan in the land of the Amorite, who is in Galaad, insomuch that the children of Ammon, passing over the Jordan, wasted Judah and Benjamin and Ephraim, and Israel was distressed exceedingly. And they cried to the Lord, and said, We have sinned against thee, because we have forsaken the Lord our God, and have served Balaam. And the Lord said to them, Did not the Egyptians, and the Amorites, and the children of Ammon, and the Philistines, the Sidonians also, and Amalek, and Canaan, oppress you? And you cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand? And yet you have forsaken me, and have worshipped strange gods. Therefore I will deliver you no more. Go and call upon the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of distress. And the children of Israel said to the Lord, We have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever pleaseth thee. Only deliver us this time. And saying these things, they cast away out of their coasts all the idols of strange gods, and served the Lord their God, and he was touched with their miseries. And the children of Ammon, shouting together, pitched their tents in Galaad, against whom the children of Israel assembled themselves together and camped in Masphah. And the princes of Galaad said one to another, Whosoever of us shall first begin to fight against the children of Ammon, he shall be the leader of the people of Galaad. Chapter 11. Jephthah is made ruler of the people of Galaad. He first pleads their cause against the Ammonites, then, making a vow, obtains a signal victory. He performs his vow. There was at that time Jephthah the Galaadite, a most valiant man and a warrior, the son of a woman that was a harlot, and his father was Galaad. Now Galaad had a wife, of whom he had sons, who, after they were grown up, thrust out Jephthah, saying, Thou canst not inherit in the house of our father, because thou art born of another mother. Then he fled and avoided them, and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered to him needy men and robbers, and they followed him as their prince. In those days the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And as they pressed hard upon them, the ancients of Galaad went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob to help them. And they said to him, Come thou and be our prince, and fight against the children of Ammon. And he answered them, Are not you the men that hated me, and cast me out of my father's house? And now you are come to me constrained by necessity? And the princes of Galaad said to Jephthah, For this cause we are now come to thee, that thou mayest go with us, and fight against the children of Ammon, and behead over all the inhabitants of Galaad. Jephthah also said to them, If you be come to me sincerely, that I should fight for you against the children of Ammon, and the Lord shall deliver them into my hand, shall I be your prince? They answered him, The Lord who heareth these things, he himself is mediator and witness that we will do as we have promised. Jephthah therefore went with the princes of Galaad, and all the people made him their prince. And Jephthah spoke all his words before the Lord in Masphah. And he sent messengers to the king of the children of Ammon to say in his name, What hast thou to do with me, that thou art come against me to waste my land? And he answered them, Because Israel took away my land when he came up out of Egypt from the confines of the Arnon unto the Jabbok and the Jordan. Now therefore restore the same peaceably to me. And Jephthah again sent word by them and commanded them to say to the king of Ammon, Thus saith Jephthah, Israel did not take away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon. But when they came up out of Egypt, he walked through the desert to the Red Sea, and came into Cades. And he sent messengers to the king of Edom, saying, Suffer me to pass through thy land. But he would not condescend to his request. He sent also to the king of Moab, who likewise refused to give him passage. He abode therefore in Cades, and went round the land of Edom at the side, and the land of Moab, and came over against the east coast of the land of Moab, and camped on the other side of the Arnon, and he would not enter the bounds of Moab. So Israel sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Hesbon, and they said to him, Suffer me to pass through thy land to the river. But he also, despising the words of Israel, suffered him not to pass through his borders, but gathering an infinite multitude, went out against him to Jesse, and made strong opposition. And the Lord delivered him with all his army into the hands of Israel, and he slew him and possessed all the land of the Amorite, the inhabitant of that country, and all the coasts thereof, from the Arnon to the Jabbok, and from the wilderness to the Jordan. So the Lord, the God of Israel, destroyed the Amorite, his people of Israel fighting against him. And wilt thou now possess this land? Are not those things which thy God Chemosh possesseth due to thee by right? But what the Lord our God hath obtained by conquest shall be our possession, unless perhaps thou art better than Balak, the son of Zippor, the king of Moab, or canst show that he strove against Israel and fought against him. Whereas he hath dwelt in Hesbon, and the villages thereof, and in Aroer, and its villages, and in all the cities near the Jordan, for 300 years, why have you for so long a time attempted nothing about this claim? Therefore I do not trespass against thee, but thou wrongest me by declaring an unjust war against me. The Lord be judge and decide this day between Israel and the children of Ammon. And the king of the children of Ammon would not hearken to the words of Jephthah, which he sent him by the messengers. Therefore the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah, and going round Galaad, and Manasseh, and Masphah of Galaad, and passing over from thence to the children of Ammon, he made a vow to the Lord, saying, If thou wilt deliver the children of Ammon into my hands, whosoever shall first come forth out of the doors of my house, and shall meet me when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, the same will I offer a holocaust to the Lord. And Jephthah passed over to the children of Ammon to fight against them, and the Lord delivered them into his hands. And he smote them from Aroer till you come to Minnith, 20 cities, and as far as Abel, which is set with vineyards, with a very great slaughter. And the children of Ammon were humbled by the children of Israel. And when Jephthah returned into Masphah to his house, his only daughter met him with timbrels and with dances, for he had no other children. And when he saw her, he rent his garments and said, Alas, my daughter, thou hast deceived me, and thou myself art deceived, for I have opened my mouth to the Lord, and I can do no other thing. And she answered him, My father, if thou hast opened thy mouth to the Lord, do unto me whatsoever thou hast promised, since the victory hath been granted to thee, and revenge of thy enemies. And she said to her father, Grant me only this which I desire. Let me go, that I may go about the mountains for 2 months, and may bewail my virginity with my companions. And he answered her, Go. And he sent her away for 2 months. And when she was gone with her comrades and companions, she mourned her virginity in the mountains. And the 2 months being expired, she returned to her father. And he did to her as he had vowed, and she knew no man. From thence came a fashion in Israel, and a custom has been kept, that from year to year the daughters of Israel assemble together and lament the daughter of Jephthah the Galaadite for 4 days. Chapter 12. The Ephraimites quarrel with Jephthah. 42,000 of them are slain. Abeson, Ahialon, and Abdon are judges. But behold, there arose a sedition in Ephraim, and passing towards the north, they said to Jephthah, When thou wentest to fight against the children of Ammon, why wouldst thou not call us, that we might go with thee? Therefore we will burn thy house. And he answered them, I and my people were at great strife with the children of Ammon, and I called you to assist me, and you would not do it. And when I saw this, I put my life in my own hands, and passed over against the children of Ammon, and the Lord delivered them into my hands. What have I deserved, that you should rise up to fight against me? Then calling to him all the men of Galaad, he fought against Ephraim. And the men of Galaad defeated Ephraim, because he had said, Galaad is a fugitive of Ephraim, and dwelleth in the midst of Ephraim and Manasseh. And the Galaadites secured the fords of the Jordan by which Ephraim was to return. And when any one of the number of Ephraim came thither in the flight and said, I beseech you, let me pass, the Galaadites said to him, Art thou not an Ephraimite? If he said, I am not, they asked him, Say then, Sibboleth, which is interpreted an ear of corn. But he answered, Sibboleth, not being able to express an ear of corn by the same letter. Then presently they took him and killed him in the very passage of the Jordan. And there fell at that time of Ephraim 42,000. And Jephthah the Galaadite judged Israel 6 years. And he died and was buried in his city of Galaad. And after him Abeson of Bethlehem judged Israel. He had 30 sons and as many daughters, whom he sent abroad, and gave to husbands, and took wives for his sons of the same number, bringing them into his house. And he judged Israel 7 years. And he died, and was buried in Bethlehem. To him succeeded Ahialon, a Zabulonite, and he judged Israel 10 years. And he died, and was buried in Zabulon. After him Abdon, the son of Ilel, a Pharathonite, judged Israel. And he had 40 sons, and of them 30 grandsons, mounted upon 70 ass colts. And he judged Israel 8 years. And he died and was buried in Pharathon, in the land of Ephraim, in the mount of Amalek. Chapter 13. The people fall again into idolatry and are afflicted by the Philistines. An angel foretelleth the birth of Samson. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and he delivered them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. Now there was a certain man of Sarah, and of the race of Dan, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren. And an angel of the Lord appeared to her, and said, Thou art barren and without children, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, and drink no wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing, because thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall touch his head. For he shall be a Nazarite of God from his infancy, and from his mother's womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel from the hands of the Philistines. And when she was come to her husband, she said to him, A man of God came to me, having the countenance of an angel, very awful. And when I asked him who he was, and whence he came, and by what name he was called, he would not tell me. But he answered thus, Behold, thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Beware thou drink no wine nor strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing, for the child shall be a Nazarite of God from his infancy, from his mother's womb, until the day of his death. Then Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, I beseech thee, O Lord, that the man of God whom thou didst send may come again and teach us what we ought to do concerning the child that shall be born. And the Lord heard the prayer of Manoah, and the angel of the Lord appeared again to his wife, as she was sitting in the field. But Manoah, her husband, was not with her. And when she saw the angel, she made haste and ran to her husband, and told him, saying, Behold, the man hath appeared to me whom I saw before. He rose up and followed his wife, and coming to the man, said to him, Art thou he that spoke to the woman? And he answered, I am. And Manoah said to him, When thy word shall come to pass, what wilt thou that the child should do? Or from what shall he keep himself? And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, From all the things I have spoken of to thy wife, let her refrain herself, and let her eat nothing that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing, and whatsoever I have commanded her, let her fulfill and observe. And Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, I beseech thee to consent to my request, and let us dress a kid for thee. And the angel answered him, If thou press me, I will not eat of thy bread, but if thou wilt offer a holocaust, offer it to the Lord. And Manoah knew not it was the angel of the Lord. And he said to him, What is thy name, that if thy word shall come to pass, we may honor thee? And he answered him, Why askest thou my name, which is wonderful? Then Manoah took a kid of the flocks and the libations, and put them upon a rock, offering to the Lord, who doth wonderful things. And he and his wife looked on. And when the flame from the altar went up towards heaven, the angel of the Lord ascended also in the flame. And when Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell flat on the ground. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them no more. And forthwith Manoah understood that it was an angel of the Lord. And he said to his wife, We shall certainly die, because we have seen God. And his wife answered him, If the Lord had a mind to kill us, he would not have received a holocaust and libations at our hands, neither would he have showed us all these things, nor have told us the things that are to come. And she bore a son, and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to be with him in the camp of Dan, between Sarah and Esthaol. Chapter 14. Samson desireth a wife of the Philistines. He killeth a lion, in whose mouth he afterwards findeth honey. His marriage feast, and riddle, which is discovered by his wife. He killeth and strippeth 30 Philistines. His wife taketh another man. Then Samson went down to Thamnatha, and seeing there a woman of the daughters of the Philistines, he came up and told his father and his mother, saying, I saw a woman in Thamnatha of the daughters of the Philistines. I beseech you, take her for me to wife. And his father and mother said to him, Is there no woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all my people, that thou wilt take a wife of the Philistines, who are uncircumcised? And Samson said to his father, Take this woman for me, for she hath pleased my eyes. Now his parents knew not that the thing was done by the Lord, and that he sought an occasion against the Philistines. For at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. Then Samson went down with his father and mother to Thamnatha. And when they were come to the vineyards of the town, behold, a young lion met him, raging and roaring. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson, and he tore the lion as he would have torn a kid in pieces, having nothing at all in his hand. And he would not tell this to his father and mother. And he went down and spoke to the woman that had pleased his eyes. And after some days returning to take her, he went aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees in the mouth of the lion, and a honeycomb. And when he had taken it in his hands, he went on eating. And coming to his father and mother, he gave them of it, and they ate. But he would not tell them that he had taken the honey from the body of the lion. So his father went down to the woman, and made a feast for his son Samson, for so the young men used to do. And when the citizens of that place saw him, they besought him 30 companions to be with him. And Samson said to them, I will propose to you a riddle, which, if you declare unto me within the 7 days of the feast, I will give you 30 shirts and as many coats. But if you shall not be able to declare it, you shall give me 30 shirts and the same number of coats. They answered him, Put forth the riddle, that we may hear it. And he said to them, Out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. And when the seventh day came, they said to the wife of Samson, Soothe thy husband, and persuade him to tell thee what the riddle meaneth. But if thou wilt not do it, we will burn thee in thy father's house. Have you called us to the wedding on purpose to strip us? So she wept before Samson, and complained, saying, Thou hatest me, and dost not love me. Therefore thou wilt not expound to me the riddle which thou hast proposed to the sons of my people. But he answered, I would not tell it to my father and mother, and how can I tell it to thee? So she wept before him the 7 days of the feast, and at length on the seventh day, as she was troublesome to him, he expounded it. And she immediately told her countrymen. And they on the seventh day before the sun went down said to him, What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion? And he said to them, If you had not plowed with my heifer, you had not found out my riddle. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, And he went down to Ascalon, and slew there 30 men, whose garments he took away, and gave to them that had declared the riddle. And being exceeding angry, he went up to his father's house. But his wife took one of his friends and bridal companions for her husband. Chapter 15. Samson is denied his wife. He burns the corn of the Philistines and kills many of them. And a while after, when the days of the wheat harvest were at hand, Samson came, meaning to visit his wife, and he brought her a kid of the flock. And when he would have gone into her chamber as usual, her father would not suffer him, saying, I thought thou hadst hated her, and therefore I gave her to thy friend, but she hath a sister who is younger and fairer than she. Take her to wife instead of her. And Samson answered him, From this day I shall be blameless in what I do against the Philistines, for I will do you evils. And he went and caught 300 foxes, and coupled them tail to tail, and fastened torches between the tails. And setting them on fire, he let the foxes go, that they might run about hither and thither. And they presently went into the standing corn of the Philistines, which being set on fire, both the corn that was already carried together, and that which was yet standing, was all burnt, insomuch that the flame consumed also the vineyards and the olive yards. Then the Philistine said, Who hath done this thing? And it was answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Thamnathite, because he took away his wife, and gave her to another, hath done these things. And the Philistines went up and burnt both the woman and her father. But Samson said to them, Although you have done this, yet will I be revenged of you, and then I will be quiet. And he made a great slaughter of them, so that in astonishment they laid the calf of the leg upon the thigh. And going down, he dwelt in a cavern of the rock Etam. Then the Philistines, going up into the land of Judah, camped in the place which afterwards was called Lehi, that is, the Jawbone, where their army was spread. And the men of the tribe of Judah said to them, Why are you come up against us? They answered, We are come to bind Samson, and to pay him for what he hath done against us. Wherefore 3,000 men of Judah went down to the cave of the rock Etam, and said to Samson, Knowest thou not that the Philistines rule over us? Why wouldst thou do thus? And he said to them, As they did to me, so have I done to them. And they said to him, We are come to bind thee, and to deliver thee into the hands of the Philistines. And Samson said to them, Swear to me, and promise me, that you will not kill me. They said, We will not kill thee, but we will deliver thee up bound. And they bound him with 2 new cords, and brought him from the rock Etam. Now when he was come to the place of the Jawbone, and the Philistines, shouting, went to meet him, the Spirit of the Lord came strongly upon him. And as the flax is wont to be consumed at the approach of fire, so the bands with which he was bound were broken and loosed. And finding a jawbone, even the jawbone of an ass, which lay there, catching it up, he slew therewith 1,000 men. And he said, With the jawbone of an ass, with the jaw of the colt of asses, I have destroyed them, and have slain 1,000 men. And when he had ended these words, singing, he threw the jawbone out of his hand, and called the name of that place Ramathlehi, which is interpreted the lifting up of the jawbone. And being very thirsty, he cried to the Lord, and said, Thou hast given this very great deliverance and victory into the hand of thy servant. And behold, I die for thirst, and shall fall into the hands of the uncircumcised. Then the Lord opened a great tooth in the jaw of the ass, and waters issued out of it. And when he had drank them, he refreshed his spirit, and recovered his strength. Therefore the name of that place was called the Spring of Him that invoked from the jawbone until this present day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. End of side one.